your name? I just didn't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your name? Speak up loud. What's your name?
Martin Ramirez.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, who's going to be him? Martin.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to serve as your lead, so just hold on and he'll be right with you, sir.
Can you see if you can maybe jack the volume just a little bit? Right?
I think that's going to have to come on his side. I'm not sure that that's going to work from our side, but let's see. Okay, what's your name again, sir?
Martin Ramirez.
Okay, I think that's a little better.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
What was that?
Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Martin Ramirez, 311-814.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in regards to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. And also with us today is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Did you, do you remember that form, sir?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. I meant, do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
What was that? Sorry.
Okay.
He's tired as well.
Okay, sir, on that form that you signed, it notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I am representing myself.
Okay, at this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then if they have been violated in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is for phase one, I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So violation number one is a violation of Arizona conditions of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about September 18, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 24, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, allegation number 2 is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6604 South Montezuma Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 17, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Pinellas, is that how you pronounce it?
Pinellas.
Yeah, Pinellas. So based on the admissions of Mr. Pinellas, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the current ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but first, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. Mr. Westby.
On August 28, 2017, Mr. Pinuelas was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was, looking at the state here. I need to verify this here because it looks like that might be a, typo. Let me verify this here. No, that's correct. The data in the warrant is looks like the typo was on the warrant and on the prep sheet. The correct date that he was released was on August 20th, 2017. Let's see here. He was released August 28th, 2017. He was arrested by the Phoenix PD on July 31st, 2018, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 31st, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 9th, 2019, which reflects 287 abscond days. This is his first term in DOC. Current conviction, 2016 dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. He has CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal, with drugs noted. He has no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Pinuelas, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So, when you were released on August 28th of 2017, you were approved to reside at the 6604 South Montezuma Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And so it says here that you, on about October 17th of 2017, you left that address or couldn't be found there anymore. Where did you go?
At the point, I was living in the streets, leaving Kingman. I had a really bad addiction, and I wasn't really trying to, hurt my family at the time. So I knew my addiction was getting bad. I was getting deeper into my addiction. So I decided to leave. And me not in the right state of mind, I wasn't thinking right and letting my parole officer know, I was just thinking about myself. I was being selfish, And I was most of the time in the streets or living in my friend's car, which she was letting me stay in, And I never really had a place to stay.
Okay. And you never thought of contacting your PO to maybe straighten things out?
I did, but when somebody's not really thinking right, doing drugs and stuff like that, their state of mind is I want to go to prison, and it's kind of hard for people, but I know that now I can do things better, since I've been down. I feel better now, I've been working with someone, and they go to church, do the things I'm supposed to do, I'm working better with myself, and I know that I can do better this time.
Okay. So, were you employed during that time?
Was I employed?
Yeah, did you have any kind of work?
I was working construction at the time with my grandpa for a little while, but then it started not going so much, you know.
Okay. As far as programming, it only shows, I guess, a call for you to drop on September 18th, and there's no sample, but there's no other UAs or anything else like that. So were you using drugs while you're out, sir?
I was, sir. I was, I'm being honest, you know. I had a bad addiction, like I said, from when I never came in. I picked up an addiction here and left for me. And I was using drugs at the time. That's the reason for why I have failed to do what I was supposed to do with my parole and finish, you know, my time.
Okay.
But I'm thankful that I got clean now.
Okay. So when Phoenix arrested you, what were you doing that brought their attention to you?
I fell asleep in my car. I had nowhere to stay anymore, and I fell asleep in the car, but I was in the proper area.
Okay. So they found sleeping in the car and just checked your name to and found your warrant?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. No questions. All right, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion in a few minutes to make a decision. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think we might need to know to make a good decision for you. But we ask that you don't repeat what we've already discussed, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just really want to thank, you know, God for putting me here. You know, I look at this as a blessing because I was homeless. I had nowhere to go, you know, and I was doing things I wasn't supposed to. And I look at this like he put me here for a reason, you know. I have a son that I have to get to out there, and I'm not using him for a reason for me to release today, you know, because it's not his fault that I'm here today. It's my decision, my choice, you know, like I made these choices from, like, these bad decisions that put me here today. And I just really want another chance, you know. I really want to go out and show my family, show my parole officer that I can do it, because I know I can do it. I know that this time I'm much more ready than I was last time, because this time I am not leaving with addiction. This time I'm leaving with a clean system, and I'm into my classes now. I'm doing my Bible study. I'm going to church. I'm doing things that I'm supposed to be doing, that I was supposed to be doing. That's for me to go and move on with my life, you know, move forward. And I just know that this time I'm much more ready. I know it. I feel it. I know I'm not going to fail this time. I'm not going to let myself fail this time.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board's going to get into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think we're just addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone. You'll be able to hear the whole conversation, and then once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Pinuelas is it's interesting to hear why he didn't call his PO, but I have a feeling that part of it is his drug situation. But the length of time he was absconded and not knowing what he was doing or how much drugs he was taking or anything like that, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information in warrant number 2017W3770, Mr. Pinuelas' testimony and the information from Department of Corrections, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Pinuelas as he was delinquent violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and very specifically, use of drugs. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you should be released on or about January 9th of 2019, which is only about 3.5 months away. Since you do or have had a drug problem, I would suggest that you try to get into some AA and NA 12-step classes there while you're still incarcerated, but make yourself a good plan for when you get out so that you can be sober, stay sober, and take care of your son like you're supposed to, okay?
Okay.
All right. We wish